Section 3. The Reformation of Christianity.
If you were there. You live in a small town in Germany in the 1500s. The Catholic Church has a lot of influence here.
Section 3. The Reformation of Christianity.
If you were there. You live in a small town in Germany in the 1500s. The Catholic Church has a lot of influence here. Often, church officials clash with local nobles over who has the final say in certain political issues. The church also demands that the nobles pay high taxes. Lately, however, a local priest has been openly criticizing church leaders. He wants to make some changes. How do you think the nobles will respond to him?
Building background. By the early 1500s, Renaissance ideas had caused many Europeans to view their lives with a more critical eye. They thought their lives could be changed for the better. One area that some people thought needed improvement was religion. Reformers call for change. By the late Renaissance, some people had begun to complain about problems in the Catholic Church. They called on its leaders to end corruption and focus on religion. Their calls led to the Reformation, a reform movement against the Roman Catholic Church. Unpopular church practices. Those who wanted to reform the church had many complaints. Some thought that priests and bishops weren't religious anymore. Others felt that the Pope was too involved in politics, neglecting his religious duties. Many thought the church had grown too rich. The Roman Catholic Church had become one of the richest institutions in Europe because it didn't have to pay taxes. Many people objected to the ways the church earned its money. One common method was the sale of indulgences. An indulgence was a document given by the Pope that excused a person from penalties for the sins that he or she had committed. According to the church, an indulgence reduced the time that a person would serve in purgatory. In Catholic teachings, purgatory was a place where souls went to make up for their sins before they went to heaven. Many Christians thought that by selling indulgences, the church was letting people buy their way into heaven. Martin Luther. By the early 1500s, scholars in Northern Europe were calling for church reforms. On October 31, 1517, a priest named Martin Luther added his voice to the call for reform. He nailed a list of complaints about the church to the door of a church in Wittenberg in the German state of Saxony. Luther's list is called the 95 Theses. Thanks to the newly invented printing press, copies of this list spread to neighboring states. Luther's complaints angered many Catholics. Pope Leo X called Luther a heretic and excommunicated him. Germany's ruler, the Holy Roman Emperor, ordered Luther to appear before a diet or council of nobles and church officials in the German city of Worms. The emperor called Luther an outlaw and ordered him to leave the empire. But one noble secretly supported Luther and helped him to hide from the emperor. Luther's ideas eventually led to a split in the church. Those who protested against the Roman Catholic Church became known as Protestants. Those Protestants who followed Luther's teachings were specifically known as Lutherans. Luther taught that anyone could have a direct relationship with God. They didn't need priests to talk to God for them. This idea is called the priesthood of all believers. It challenged the traditional structure and power of the church. But Luther encouraged people to live as the Bible, not priests or the Pope, said. To help people understand how God wanted them to live, Luther translated the Bible's New Testament into German, his native language. For the first time, many Europeans who didn't know Greek or Latin could read the Bible for themselves. In addition to translating the Bible, Luther wrote pamphlets, essays, and songs about his ideas, many of them in German. Many German nobles liked Luther's ideas. They particularly supported Luther's position that the clergy should not interfere with politics. Because these nobles allowed the people who lived on their lands to become Lutheran, the Lutheran Church soon became the dominant church in most of northern Germany. Other reformers. Even before Luther died in 1546, other reformers across Europe had begun to follow his example. William Tyndall, an English professor, thought that everyone should be able to read and interpret the Bible. This belief went against the teachings of the Catholic Church, which held that only the clergy could interpret the Bible. When Tyndall translated the Bible into English, Catholic authorities had him executed. A more influential reformer than Tyndall was John Calvin. One of Calvin's main teachings was predestination, the idea that God knew who would be saved even before they were born. Nothing people did during their lives would change God's plan. However, Calvin also thought that it was important to live a good life and obey God's laws. In 1541, the people of Geneva, Switzerland, made Calvin their religious and political leader. He and his followers, called Calvinists, passed laws to make people live according to Calvin's teachings. Calvin hoped to make Geneva an example of a good Christian city. In England, the major figure of the Reformation was King Henry VIII. Henry asked the Pope to officially end his marriage, but the Pope refused. Furious, Henry decided that he was not going to obey the Pope anymore. In 1534, he declared himself the head of a new church, called the Church of England, or Anglican Church. Henry broke from the Catholic Church for personal reasons, not religious ones. As a result, he didn't change many church practices. The rituals and beliefs of the Anglican Church stayed very much like those of the Catholic Church. But Henry's actions opened the door for other Protestant beliefs to take hold in England. The Catholic Reformation. As Protestantism spread in the later 1500s and 1600s, Catholic leaders responded. Their effort to stop the spread of Protestantism and to reform the Catholic Church from within was known as the Catholic Reformation or the Counter-Reformation. Catholic culture in Spain. Even before the Catholic Reformation, Spain's rulers had been battling to drive non-Catholics from their lands. In 1492, the king and queen defeated the last Muslim forces in Spain. They then forced all Muslims and Jews remaining in the country to convert to Catholicism. The Spanish monarchs also ordered the Spanish Inquisition to find and punish any Muslims or Jews who had converted to Catholicism but still secretly kept their old beliefs. The Inquisition was ruthless in carrying out this duty. It later sought out Protestants. Once the Inquisition had punished all Muslim, Jewish, and Protestant believers, Spain's Catholic Church had no opposition. Catholic reforms. In other parts of Europe, Catholic leaders were responding to the criticisms of Protestants. Catholic reformers created new religious orders or communities in southern Europe. These orders wanted to win people back to the Catholic Church. The first of the new orders was founded in 1534 by a Spanish noble, Saint Ignatius of Loyola. This new order was the Society of Jesus, or the Jesuits. The Jesuits were a religious order created to serve the Pope and the Church. Ignatius had fought as a knight, and the Jesuits were trained to be as disciplined as soldiers in their religious duties. By teaching people about Catholic ideas, Jesuits hoped to turn people against Protestantism. The Council of Trent. Many Catholic leaders felt more change was needed. They called together the Council of Trent, a meeting of church leaders in Trent, Italy. Clergy from across Europe came to discuss, debate, and eventually reform Catholic teachings. The council restated the importance of the clergy in interpreting the Bible, but it created new rules that clergy had to follow. One rule ordered bishops to live in the areas they oversaw. The council also officially rejected the ideas of the Protestant leaders. Some Catholic Reformation leaders wanted to punish Protestants as heretics. To lead this campaign, the Pope created religious courts to punish any Protestants found in Italy. He also issued a list of books considered dangerous for people to read, including many by Protestant leaders. People reading books on this list could be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. Catholic missionaries. Many Catholics dedicated their lives to helping the Church grow. They became missionaries, traveling to foreign countries to spread their faith. As this missionary activity greatly increased during the Catholic Reformation, Catholic teachings spread around the world. Many of the new missionaries were Jesuits. Jesuit priests went to Africa, Asia, and America. Probably the most important missionary of the period was the Jesuit priest St. Francis Xavier. He brought Catholicism to parts of India and Japan in the mid-1500s. Around the world, Catholic missionaries baptized millions of people. Through their efforts, the Catholic Reformation reached far beyond Europe. The political impact. The Reformation created division within Europe. In Spain, most people were Catholic. In the northern countries, most people were Protestant. The Holy Roman Empire was a patchwork of small kingdoms, some Catholic and some Protestant. These divisions often led to political conflicts. Religious wars. Although most people in France were Catholic, some became Protestants. French Protestants were called Huguenots. Tensions increased between the two religious groups after the French king, who was Catholic, banned all Protestant religions. In 1562, violence broke out. The war between French Catholics and Huguenots continued off and on for decades. The conflict finally ended in 1598. In that year, King Henry IV issued the Edict of Nantes, a law granting religious freedom in most of France. Protestants could worship anywhere except in Paris and a few other cities. Religious wars caused even more destruction in the Holy Roman Empire. There, the King of Bohemia sparked a conflict when he forced everyone in his kingdom to become Catholic. In 1618, Protestants rose up in revolt. The rebellion spread through the Holy Roman Empire, starting what is known as the 30 Years' War. The Holy Roman Emperor sought help from other Catholic countries. The Protestants also sought allies. The Catholic King of France agreed to help them because he didn't like the Holy Roman Emperor. After 30 years of fighting, Europe's rulers worked out a peace agreement in 1648. This agreement, the Treaty of Westphalia, allowed rulers to determine whether their countries would be Catholic or Protestant. The treaty also made the states of Germany independent of the Holy Roman Empire. Social changes. The Reformation led not only to political changes, but to social changes too. Before the Reformation, most Europeans had no voice in governing the Catholic Church. They simply followed the teachings of their priests and bishops. However, many Protestant churches didn't have priests, bishops, or other clergy. Instead, each congregation or community of worshipers made its own rules and elected its own leaders. People began to think that their own ideas, not just the clergy's, were important. Once people began to govern their own churches, they also wanted political power. In some places, congregations ruled their towns, not just their churches. In the American colonies of New England, for instance, congregations met to decide how their towns would be run. This type of system in which people rule themselves is called self-government. As time passed, some congregations gained even more power. Their decisions came to affect more aspects of people's lives or to control events in larger areas. The power of these congregations didn't replace national governments, but national rulers began to share some power with local governments. The sharing of power between local governments and a strong central government is called federalism. Once people began to think that their ideas were important, They began to raise questions. They wanted to know more about the world around them. In addition, many people refused to accept information based on someone else's authority. They didn't care if the person was an ancient writer or a religious leader. The desire to investigate led people to turn to science. Summary and preview. In the 1500s, Protestants challenged the Catholic Church. Catholic leaders adopted religious reforms to preserve the Church's influence. The religious changes of the Reformation led to conflict and social changes. In the next chapter, you'll learn about the growth of science and the scientific revolution. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the social studies skills and standards review exercises. The standards assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.